A cop, some young kid I did not know, knocked and said, "Time." Lori told Jacob, "We love you. We love you so much." "Okay, Mom." She wrapped her arms around him. For a moment, he did not move at all, and Lori stood there hugging him as if she had embraced a tree or a building column. Finally, he relented and patted her back. "Do you know it, Jake? Do you know how much we love you?" Over her shoulder, he rolled his eyes. "Yes, Mom. Okay." She pulled herself away and swiped the tears from her eyes. "Okay, then." Jacob seemed to tremble on the verge of crying as well. I hugged him. I pulled him close, squeezed hard, then stepped back. I looked him over from head to toe. There was mud ground into the knees of his jeans from the hours he had spent hiding in Cold Spring Park in a rainy April. "You be strong, okay?"
"You too," he said.
He grinned, apparently catching the dopiness of his answer. We left him there. And still, the night was not over. At 2 a.m., I was in the living room, slumped on the couch. I felt marooned, unable to move my body up to the bedroom or to fall asleep where I was. Lori padded down the stairs barefoot, in pajama bottoms and a favorite turquoise t-shirt that was now too threadbare for anything but sleeping in. Her breasts drooped inside it, defeated by age, gravity. Her hair was a mess, her eyes half shut. The sight of her nearly brought me to tears. From the third step, she said,
"Andy, come to bed. There's nothing more we can do tonight."
"Soon."
"Not soon. Now. Come."
"Lori, come here. There's something we have to talk about." She shuffled across the front hall to join me in the living room, and in those dozen steps, she seemed to come fully awake. I was not the type to ask for help often. When I did, it alarmed her.
"What is it, sweetheart?"
"Sit down. There's something I have to tell you, something that's going to come out soon."
"About Jacob?"
"About me,"